It's needed in our secular realm and our spiritual realm, both. But this is one in a series of the Holy Spirit that I will probably do. And as we know, there's 9 fruits of the Spirit. You can find those in Galatians. And as we're aware of, patience is a valuable quality and virtue that we can never have too much of. Amen? To be honest with you, I sure need it when it comes to driving around and those around me, especially going and coming from work. Every day I get attacked by just stuff that just tests my patience. So I have to renew my mind as quickly as possible at 65 miles an hour and get my patience kicked into high gear, because it's just one of those weaknesses I have that I'm working on every day. Simply put, patience is the ability to deal with the difficulties and the tribulations in our lives, whatever they may be. Where do each one of us need help with patience? It's in our personal lives. Then we ask God for His help. He knows where we could use the help. So we go to Him and say, you know what, Father, I need help with my patience in this particular area. And watch Him work. Watch Him work. This is called waiting on the Lord with patience. With patience. So patience can lead to better things, such as better decision making, stronger relationships, also sound spiritual and mental health, to see what the 5 senses man cannot. It's also considered a valuable quality in areas of leadership, and again, personal relationships and other areas of our lives. You can fill in the blanks, but patience goes a long, long way. This is why patience is one of the fruits of the Spirit. God knew that we would need this one a lot. So tonight, we're going to look at patience according to God's guidance. Now, God Almighty, He Himself demonstrated an essential, far-reaching, and decisive patience when it came to the mystery and waiting for the right time to make it known. You know, it was hidden ever since the world began, speaking of the mystery. But God knew when it was time to let it loose so that all men could know about this mystery. The evil one sure didn't, and that wasn't about to take place either. We all here realize that patience is one of the most difficult qualities to develop in a fast-paced and impatient world. Man wants things right now, our way. We think that if we slow down, we'll fall behind. Not true. How about our prayers when it comes to this? Remember these words from the Book of Life as we grow in patience. I'm going to read this one out of the Amplified Bible. But if you want, you can go to Luke 21:19. By your steadfastness, or your patience, and patient endurance, you shall win the true life of your souls. If we're always rush, being impatient, you're going to miss a lot of things that God may have for you. But with the steadfastness and the patient endurance, we will win that true life. Let's go to Psalms. And in Psalms, when you get there, go down to chapter 27, please. And we're going to look at verse 14. We're going to look at a few verses here, but they're all supportive of patience and what God wants us to know about them. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. It's stated twice in this verse. So it must be important as we wait on the Lord, whether it's in prayer or whether it's in an answer that we would ask our Heavenly Father to give us. When we are waiting on the Lord, we do it with patience and trust. We don't have to see something first as a requirement of patience or trust. But like God's word says in Romans, but if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. A little side note. When we are seeing a doctor and waiting for some help, they call us what?
Patience.
Patience. And I wonder why. Like me, I'm sure many of you have been in a waiting room, waiting and waiting, and having to use that patience until they call you in. But I think that's a good name for people that are waiting to be helped by a doctor, a patient. A few more patient verses, and thank you guys for your patience, by the way. Let's go to Galatians chapter 6, please. Galatians, 1st, 2nd Corinthians, Galatians chapter 6, and drop down to verse 9. It says, and let us not be weary, let's not get tired in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. If you don't give up, you will get the blessings, but we need to have the patience and not get tired or be weary. Go to Romans chapter 12, please. And when you're in chapter 12, go to verse 12. There's a great recipe right here. Rejoicing in hope, comma, patience in tribulation, comma, continuing instant in prayer. Continuing instant in prayer. As we are using our patience through whatever's going on and the help we need, we pray about things to have them taken care of. And sometimes things happen right away and sometimes they don't, but we don't give up. We stay patient. So, what to put on? Well, for that, let us go to Colossians, please. Colossians chapter 3. And we're going to look in verse 12. It says, put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. In other words, patience. Patience. We put all these on like articles of clothing. You've got a nice jacket that's made out of mercy, nice pants that are made out of kindness, your shirt, humbleness of mind, and the whole thing put together, it gives you that meekness and long-suffering or patience. You look good. You look good. Please go to 1 Corinthians now. There's so much about this patience in God's Word, and that's why it's key as being one of the fruits of the Spirit. And God wants us to be well-equipped, and so He gives us this guidance. And in 1 Corinthians 13:4, the first part says, I'm going to read the NLT on this, love is patient and kind. Those are key ingredients to love, being patient and kind. It's not difficult to see why, but if you love someone, you know, you wait a little longer, you pray a little bit more, and you're kind with them because of your patience. What does God want? Good question. Let's look at 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 3. Yeah, what does God want? 2 Peter chapter 3. Verse 9. The Lord, this is the NLT, by the way, the Lord isn't really being slow about His promise, as some people think. No, no. He is being patient for our sakes. He does not want anyone to be destroyed, but wants everyone to repent. He doesn't want anyone to perish. He wants us to repent. He wants us to make that great, great, wonderful U-turn in our lives. Come back to Him. Stop what you're doing and turn it around. Get back on track with the Lord. That's what He wants. See? And patience is part of this. But do we really need patience? Do we really need patience?
Yep.
Look at Hebrews. And when you get to Hebrews, go to chapter 10 and verse 36. It says patient endurance. Patient endurance is what you need now, so that you will continue to do God's will. Then you will receive all that He has promised. So patient endurance is key to this. And this is what God wants us to do, so we can continue to grow and receive all that He has promised. What a wonderful reality. God is always there for you and I to help in our growth, and patience is one of these areas. Go to Colossians now, please. Chapter 1, and we're going to start at verse 9. So, we have not stopped praying for you since we first heard about you. We ask God to give you complete knowledge of His will and to give you spiritual wisdom and understanding. We all want that. We all want that. Verse 10, then the way you live will always honor and please the Lord, and your lives will produce every kind of good fruit. See, patience is one of them. All the while, you will grow as you learn to know God better and better. And a parenthetical before I go to verse 11, that's what this class we're going to be running is going to do. It's going to show us how to grow and learn more about God better and better. Verse 11. We also pray that you will be strengthened with all His glorious power, so you will have the endurance and patience you need. We all need it. We all need it. May you be filled with joy. Amen. Where your life needs patience, again, that's between you and the Lord. But you know what? We have to ask. So, let me give you some reassuring words. The first one we're going to find in 1 Timothy chapter 1. 1 Timothy chapter 1, and let's look at verse 16. But God had mercy on me, so that Christ Jesus could use me as a prime example of His great, capital G, patience with even the worst sinners. Then others will realize they too can believe in Him and receive eternal life. Bingo. There's the prize.
Amen.
See? Christ wants us to be examples of the patience He showed. It's not impossible. It's not impossible. Another reassuring word we'll find in Exodus, please. We see all the things that Jesus Christ went through. And you can't tell me that He wasn't exercising patience in His life. Patience all the way to the cross. Yet He still did that. He had to straighten out a few of the apostles from time to time and teach them these realities. And you know what? They're in God's Word to teach us today that patience is one of the key fruits of the Spirit. So I said Exodus chapter 14, verse 14. The Lord Himself will fight for you. You. Just stay calm. No need to blow a gasket. No need to get all frustrated and flustered. Take that patience and stay calm, because this is what is required for a peaceful mind and a peaceful walk with the Lord. Yep, sometimes it's a little hard. And speaking of myself, sometimes when I should have used patience, I didn't. But you know what? I get another chance at this. And so I continue to grow with that. We're going to close in James, please. And in James, we're going to go to chapter 1. So, I hope this helps you see patience in a bigger scale. And if you would like, you can go to many places in God's Word that talk about it. And so, it's something that will help you in life to deal with all the things that you feel should be moving along faster or you just don't want to wait for. Like I said, Jesus Christ exhibited his patience many, many times. And again, it's one of the fruits of the Spirit. And God knew that we would need this one a lot. So let's use that. In James chapter 1, if you can drop down to verse 3, it says, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh what? Patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Well, you know what? There's a lot of things in life that people want, materialistically or what have you, but God's given us all that we'll ever need. And whatever these things may be in life, we're not taking it with us when we get to eternity. So we need to practice patience as one of the fruits of the Spirit. There's others, so that we can have a successful life, a peaceful life, and grow. In conclusion, let me say this. Patience is a vital virtue and necessary quality of a son of God, and anyone really. It's not always easy, but it's part of a mature and growing believer. Amen?
Amen.
So let me close with this prayer. And again, God bless all of you who have called in. And thank you for being patient with some of the little glitches we had. But you know who's not going to stop us. We're still going to hold forth the Word of God. Gracious Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for equipping us with these different virtues in our lives, such as patience and others, so that we can have a more peaceful life. We can be all the wiser because of your wisdom and deal with different situations in life better. I thank you for each person who's listening in to this tonight or who pulls it up on the archive teachings later on, that let this be a reminder that we need to energize our patience or renew our patience from time to time, because it's the right way of dealing with different things, and it keeps us peaceful. So we thank you, Father, as we wait on you always for the best answers to our prayers and for the best help that we need as individuals. And I give you this prayer, Father, in that name above all names, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.